The local share market has gotten off to a solid start to trade on Friday. As we approach lunch, the market's up by around 14 points, a little under a quarter of 1%. So not necessarily a euphoric expression of confidence on the local front, but when you look at the performance of the market over the course of the last 6 days, there's only been one down session. Today marks the third consecutive day of gain. So there's a reasonable amount of positive momentum that we're seeing where stocks more broadly are concerned. Overnight, we saw a pretty solid improvement for US markets that took the Dow and the S&P 500 to within sight of new record highs. So a number of factors that are helping, but certainly the discussion around lower interest rates, a cessation of the argy-bargy in the trade war between the US and China is an important consideration as well. So when you look at the performance of the market, it really comes down to the strength that we're seeing in the financial space that's making the biggest difference today. The CBA is leading the improvements. It's up by 1%. The ANZ's up by around 0.6%. And the NAB up by just over 0.75%. On the downside, materials are in negative territory, and that is courtesy of the losses that we're seeing where gold is concerned. It's had a little bit of a bounce earlier in the week, but downward pressure today for gold miners and gold price. Newcrest is down by almost 3%, similar for Evolution Mining, and Northern Star is down by around 0.4%. Iron ore stocks are strangely immune to the improvement in iron ore prices in the last day. They rose by around 3.5%. There's been a nice recovery in iron ore prices in recent days. Fortescue Metals shares are down by about 0.25%. Elsewhere, energy prices have continued to retreat in the last day. There is a sense there could be more Iranian oil coming onto the markets, and also OPEC has downgraded demand forecasts in the next year. Today we've got Oil Search flat, but Santos is up by about 0.25%. CIMIC shares are down by 0.75%, even though they announced another contract. They've had quite a sweet run in recent weeks in terms of announcing new additions to their pipeline of work, this one being a 6-year, $1.3 billion contract in the resource sector, and the Aussie dollar is trading at around 68.6 US cents.